Well, Mr. Vice President, members of the diplomatic corps, members of the cabinet, and all of our friends who have been so gracious to come here to see us off on what we hope and believe will be another journey for peace. It seems just a little while ago that we saw many of you when we left in 1972, first on a trip to the People's Republic of China early in that year, and later on a trip to the Soviet Union. Both of those journeys were ones that had a profound impact not only on the relations between the nations involved, but also on building a structure of peace for the whole world. This trip will take us to a part of the world that has known nothing but war over the past 30 to 40 years. And as we go to five countries, four of which have never been visited by an American president before, we realize that one trip is not going to solve differences that are very deep, that go back in some cases many years and in some cases centuries. But we also realize that a beginning has to be made. As a great philosopher once said, the beginning is often the most important part of the work. And the beginning has been made toward a different relation and a better relation between the nations in that area. We have been proud to play a part in that beginning, the disengagement between Israel and Egypt, and later between Israel and Syria. And the part that the Secretary of State Kissinger and others from the United States played is one that we can be proud of. But now, as I go there, it will provide an opportunity to reaffirm support for the initiatives that have been undertaken, to explore ways that we can have new and better relations between the United States and each nation in the area, and also to explore ways in which those nations in the area may have better relations with each other and build toward the permanent and lasting and just and equitable peace that all of them we know want, and certainly that we want. And as we go above everything else, we will bring to all the people that we will see, most of whom we will not have the chance to meet personally, but we will bring them, we know, from the hearts of all Americans, whatever their partisan affiliation, the best wishes, the hopes for peace and for friendship, not only between our countries and theirs, but among all countries in that area. And with that kind of backing, with that kind of message from the people of the United States, we believe this trip, like the other journeys we have taken, will contribute to that lasting peace to which we as Americans are so deeply dedicated. Thank you.
Now the Vice President, Gerald Ford.
Mr. President, on behalf of everybody here this morning in this beautiful day in the nation's capital, let me express our appreciation for the great job you've done. And on behalf of 211 million Americans who I think join us in wishing you and Mrs. Nixon well, we'll look forward to the successes which will, I think, materialize, building on what's been done in the past as we broaden the effort and broaden the accomplishments for peace. We wish you well. Our prayers will be with you every day you're gone, and we look forward to a wonderful and successful trip. And let us all say, on behalf of all Americans, God bless you.